Can you offer practical advice for working with hindrances and cultivating sila without taking it personally? That is, trying to perfect the personality. Thanks. Well, I think it's just, that's a whole new perspective, isn't it? Just that sense of, all right, it's not about me. But it's just that recognizing that you know, this whole practice of the Buddha's teaching, the Buddha's Dhamma, is to give ourselves the opportunity to just align ourselves with just the way things truly are. This is the way it is. And I can remember one of the phrases Ajahn Chah used to use in, you know, whether we are successful or we fail, or there's just abundant goodness, or all of a sudden we're thinking terrible thoughts. It's just this much. He said, "Can I not?" It's, and we, you know, we take, again, as we take it so personal, all it was a thought or a memory or an action or a feeling, and it doesn't have to be personalized. Or, you know, we can be incredibly successful. Okay, we've managed it. Moved on from the four jhanas, got the four formless jhanas all sort of nailed, and we're getting these insights. It's not about oneself. It's about everything. The whole path is about relinquishment and letting go. And letting go is not pushing anything away. It's just not picking anything up and making a burden out of anything. And so that that freedom from the hindrances is just, I mean, it's in and of itself, it's just wonderful. So just, yeah, go for it. You know, certainly cultivating sila, it's just this, yeah, it's a real gift to oneself and gift to others around one. It's just this, you know, the world really needs more integrity, and it really needs it, and you can't wait for the rest of the world to get it together. It's up to us.